Well, hello, church family. I know a fair amount of you, but there are some that I still need to get to know. I'll be honest with you, my main goal in telling you my story is to hopefully show you how God has kept me in his arms and saved me from myself and my own fleshly desires. But before I go too far, will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for reigning in my life, Lord, and being Lord of my life. I just pray that you would encourage others here and that my story is actually your story. It's in your son's name I pray. Amen. All right. Recently, I started attending online Bible school through Ethnos 360 Bible Institute. This semester, I'm in theology too, studying the names of God, among other things. There's an attribute of God that has really stuck out to me these past couple of weeks, and it's God's name of El Roy. This is the name that Hagar calls God after she sent from the house of Abraham and Sarah. You can read the full account in Genesis 16. El Roy means the God who sees me. That is what the Lord has done for me. He has seen me and he has provided for me my entire life, even when I don't always feel it or realize what he's been doing. My story starts in Gettysburg, South Dakota. And I believe that the mysteries of Christ were revealed to me when I was in kindergarten at Awana one Wednesday night. And side note, I would highly encourage any parents in here to send your kids to Awana or be super intentional in memorizing scripture with them at such a young age. And I can see where the Lord saw me at a young age, helping me memorize scripture and realizing the importance of missions around the world. When I was in third grade, a few things happened. One, the attack on the World Trade Center, and my dad being a highway patrolman was on high alert for the next couple weeks that followed. Two, I remember clearly writing down that I wanted to become a missionary when I grew up. Three, my mom got severe depression. But because of that severe depression, the Lord saved her, and we started attending the church that I went to Awana at. Other people in the town thought this church was a cult, and so many of my friends from other churches decided that they couldn't be friends with me for a while. They came back around, but that was hard for a third grader to understand. When I was 11, I had my first panic attack when we were picking up friendly strangers alongside of the road. That's when my mom explained to me that our family struggled with anxiety and depression. I've had my fair share of panic attacks and some depressive times in my life, but again, the Lord has shown me that he is there and that he sees me. One thing that has always helped me in these times of life is being in the Word and truly writing down the things that I am thankful for every day. Jump ahead to fifth grade. My dad's mom was diagnosed with cancer on Thanksgiving Day, and that same weekend, there was a highway patrol position open in Mitchell, South Dakota, which would put us closer to both sets of grandparents. So we moved to Mitchell, South Dakota, and man, did I struggle in sixth grade. Being new, a junior high girl, pretty uncoordinated, but starting sports, and my grandma passed away. Thankfully, the Lord saw me and knew what kind of peace I needed to make it through all of those hard things. From 6th to 12th grade, I was able to attend a Christian school in Mitchell, which really helped build my foundation even more. In 8th grade, I went on my first missions trip to New Orleans to help rebuild after Katrina. During my high school years, I stayed pretty busy with sports, jobs, and serving people. If you know me well, you know I like to serve people and be the hands and feet of Christ. So when I was a sophomore, instead of attending small groups, which is what my church did after junior high youth group, with the help of my mom, I started SOS, which was Students of Service, where I would reach out to local places and people to see what they needed help with. Every Wednesday, a different small group from my church would do a different service project in the community. The Lord saw me and he provided a way for me to love on others through his love. During high school, I went on 3 other missions trips to different countries, all of those looking very different, but at this point, my heart was with Haiti. I also went to Haiti one time in college. After high school, I chose to go to Northern State University in Aberdeen, South Dakota. 1 week before leaving for college, I decided I would take them up on their offer to be on the track and field team for throwing. I really liked forced interaction, as I was a decently shy person, so I knew this would be one way that I would be forced to have some sort of friends. That first year was really hard for me, though, and I really wanted to drop out at semester and go home. But God had provided me with so many scholarships that I figured he wanted me to stay and complete my degree. It got better after my first year, being introduced to some new friends and attending FCA, a good church, which, by the way, took me a little too long to get involved in. I would encourage college students to dive in and get involved as soon as you can. With being on the track team, there were many opportunities to show Christ to my teammates. For example, about 4 years ago, I had an old teammate message me out of the blue. This was a teammate that who once saw my purity ring that I wore even during workouts and said, "Man, I wish I could be pure again," which led to other conversations with her. But in her message, she thanked me for always inviting her to church, and then eventually she came to church with us and some other teammates. She gave me the absolute biggest compliment anyone could ever give a Christ follower. She said that she was thankful God used me to bring her to himself. My encouragement to you all is you never know what just reaching out will stir in someone's heart. Don't give up on that person that seems so lost. The Lord sees them too. After graduation, I was planning on spending my last summer at home working and then hopefully going back to Aberdeen and working at Northern. But God had different plans. My brother had just committed to throw for Chatham State College. I'd never even heard of that college. Then through a variety of very God-ordained events, I knew the Lord was seeing and hearing me as he guided me to my job at CSC as an assistant hall director. I did have to look up and make sure that there was a good Bible-believing church, and I listened to a sermon, and I decided that Ridgeview was a very biblically sound church. The day after I signed my contract for CSC, Northern called to offer me a position, but I knew that God had a plan, even though I cried a lot about it. So I moved to Chatham, Nebraska in July of 2015. I was alone, and as hard as that was, it was also so good, because that's when I really had to rely on the Lord, and we spent a lot of quiet time together. It was such a sweet time in my walk, and I knew the Lord saw me there too. Then I started meeting people and becoming a part of this church family and the Chatham community. Ironically, my brother transferred after his first year. During my time at CSC, I felt like I got to see students at their best and their worst, and I still got to talk to them about the hope that is available to them. I got to do Bible studies and disciple a few ladies here and there. There were also two more missions trips that I went on with people from this church. Overall, this was a job I loved. During this time, I was getting my school counseling degree. I was also in a friendship that did not have great boundaries. The Lord still saw me and saved me. However, because of my fleshly desires, I did not easily give up on the idol of this unhealthy friendship in my life. I knew the verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But when the temptation comes, he will also provide the way of escape so that you may be able to endure it. So in the middle of a pandemic, I quit a job, accepted a new job as the K-12 school counselor in Crawford, bought a house, and moved to Crawford. But now there was a strand of bitterness in my heart. Moving from Crawford was really hard, and there are still some things that I struggle with living 25 minutes from my church family and many of my friends. I know the truth, and I know that the Lord sees me, even when I don't feel it. There are some mindsets I know that I need to fix and hand over to the Lord and have him fix those thoughts. I know that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? But I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his deeds. Jeremiah 17:9-10. This tells me not to rely on my emotions, but continually be in the Word, take every thought captive, and surround myself with people who will lovingly speak truth into my life. To be honest, it is just recently that the Holy Spirit has opened my eyes to see this strand of bitterness that has been caused by my pride and my unwillingness to completely forgive. Generally, all of my life, I have been very quick to forgive, and it was so easy for me to forgive. But because of my major heart wound and my pride, I had not realized that I had not forgiven. So though I truly feel that I'm in a healing stage, I know there's still so much sanctification that needs to happen in my life. But the Lord sees me, and he knows just what I need when I need it. I just want to say thank you to all those who have stood beside me and encouraged me throughout all of the hard and good times. And I have appreciated the prayers, words of admonishment and encouragement, and the love that can only come from Christ that has been poured out by many for me. So, in the past years, I've gone on 3 more missions trip or support trips to this church. I love how this church supports their missionaries and those in other parts of the world. I'm not sure what or where the Lord is going to lead me in the future, but my first step is taking these classes through Ethnos and then going where the Lord leads from there. To be honest, I'm not even sure what the next year holds, as I decided not to sign my contract for Crawford this next year. To end with, I hope that you can find encouragement in the same God who has seen and protected me is the same God who sees and protects you, even when you're battling the lies and false feelings on the hard days. In closing, I want to leave you with Psalm 56, 8 through 13. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side. I praise God for what he has done, or what he has promised. Yes, I praise the Lord for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? I will fulfill my vows to you, O God, and will offer sacrifice of thanks for your help. For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light. Thank you.